Take a moment right now and really think about something important. Maybe the most important idea that you've ever had. Remember that time when all of our world leaders were showing themselves to respect one another and enhancing each other's credibility. Groups of them would appear on stage together, enjoying themselves with one another, perfectly safe, calm. In that context, amazing things happen for humanity. You see, our world leaders today are behaving in that way. They're respecting one another. They're caring about one another. They're treating each other as friends. They're using the right words when they interact with one another. The news in covering them are using the right words in reflecting this reality. The right words are peace, 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 peace. Love, respect, and generosity. Now is an extraordinary time when leaders are making the right decisions. Leaders are realizing that their followers love when they lead in the right way. You see, every major city on earth, every great place to live where people feel safe, love each other, create together, are extraordinary. In those cities are people from everywhere. All countries often are represented. All religions, languages, and cultural norms. In such a world that we live in today, there's only one great way for all of our world leaders to behave. Respectfully of one another. Peacefully towards one another, loving each other, setting the right example for people everywhere. Millions of people in each city, perfectly safe. Entirely peaceful, respecting each other more now than ever before. Leaders have an extraordinary opportunity historic in every way, to rise to the occasion courageously and announce world peace today. Just imagine how much love and respect our leaders are going to feel, cherished by populations everywhere. You see, peace is so easily achieved. It's a few words, a few thoughts, the right influence that's in the interest of humanity. Right now, we have leaders capable of interacting in this way. Getting together with one another, respecting each other, enhancing each other's credibility. Our world leaders can make things even more fantastic, phenomenal for everyone. Announcing wherever there's even the smallest amount of conflict, the war's over, we're going to have global peace. Global peace. Right now. In that context, the global economy is going to grow faster than ever before. You'll see that I'm right. The global economy grows the fastest for everyone. And this is a fact. When everyone can trade freely. You see, the more people that participate, the more customers there are, the more people who participate, the better the creativity eventually can be. The more people participating in the global economy, the more extraordinary it is. Every man, woman, and child peacefully, safely participating together in an extraordinary, growing global economy. That possibility exists now better than ever before. We have all sorts of advances that we can take advantage of as a collective people to do something extraordinary. We have leaders that understand this and are working together. All of them insisting on world peace right now.